Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a good afternoon. Tigers take 2 of 3. Assignment A+. That's all I wanted. Was it gross to watch? You bet you. But they took 2 of 3. But watching is the key word of the day. Because outside of Kenny on some pirated backwoods stream from Madagascar, we wouldn't have seen the game. Because you know what's on the TV screens all over this radio station?
The most pettiest message ever.
Blobbity blue blah. They be broke and we don't have a deal and things.
And we tried and they slapped our hands.
My question is, how many of you got to see the Tigers today? It is this Comcast, Xfinity, whatever you want to term it, battle with Bally. There's, what, 18 baseball markets who don't have baseball anymore. And last night, if you were watching the Nashville Predators on Honky Tonk Prime or whatever the hell network it is down there, the stroke of midnight happened and they pulled the plug on you.
Man, I could not imagine what would happen because you got to think, there's something happened to my cable. You're
correct.
Thinking something happened. Did it get unplugged? Did this happen? Did this happen? And if you got any buddies who happen to be up, you're like, hey, Mike, did your screen go out? My screen went out. It's kind of like when a blackout happens, you just think, man, did we not pay the bills?
If Kenny had enough to drink, he'd start punching the TV. Work, damn it. So it is just a question of, guys, look, do I think this will get resolved? The only thing I can base it on is the history of these cable versus cable battles.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get resolved. But in the meantime, if Tiger Baseball is not available to us locally, I can tell you the Bally app's an atrocity. Nobody likes it. And nobody wants to spend more money for what they've already paid for. Now, Comcast Xfinity is saying you will get a monthly credit. I know I got the email. Your mom got the email. The point I'm making is, if our baseball team is not available to us on cable, if it is not available by turning remote to Tigers, how many of you are really going to track this team down? And what I don't want is a bunch of people with mustaches who ride a bike to work and live in Corktown. I don't need a bunch of the hipsters calling in with the whole "I've cut the cord" like you're Che Guevara.
They
just save it.
They're ahead of the curve. They knew this day was coming.
Right, right. You're Jim Costa, essentially, minus facial hair. The point is, this is a big deal because it does represent where sports are and where it's going. And I admit it.
And contrary to popular belief, I had nothing to do with this.
No, I don't blame you for this. I blame you for college football. I don't blame you for this. I don't think any of us really had an idea of this happening. Because anytime these stare downs take place, a deal gets done.
If this thing is still like this by Monday, you're in trouble.
You're in big trouble.
If you're a Tigers fan, chances are it's gone for the year.
Right. And if you were at work today, like 90% of human beings, and you were unaware, no, you could not watch as an Xfinity customer. You could not watch the Tigers on Bally today. Nor will you be able to watch them the next, well, forever, if a deal's not done.
So, yeah, they got the Yankees next, right?
Correct. So I would like to know where you're at with it as a fan. I would like to know how damaging is it. I look at the bigger view on it, Rico. I just feel like again and again and again, the fan gets boned.
Mm-hmm.
They've already made the events too expensive for the average family of four to go to. Now look at what you spend to watch your favorite teams. And the reality is, with all due respect, eventually Chris Ilitch will have his own network for Tigers and Wings. And how many people are going to go another step further to pay for that?
Well, think about it. It's you already pay for your cable or your satellite, whatever streaming services. And now you got to ask yourself, are the Tigers worth $20 a month in order for me to download an app that's not that great?
If you don't have this job, no.
So, yeah, it's like, okay, do I want to spend extra just to watch this Tigers team?
And think about this, right? And I know all jokes aside about our morbid football team, the Michigan State Spartans. But even last year, like last night is a case in point. I had on Sixers and Knicks in a real good NBA. I know we're short on good NBA anything. A really good playoff series. I'm flipping between that. I got Islanders and Canes. I got Tiger baseball. And then I'm spinning around the baseball package to watch other games. Do you know what I can't do if I'm streaming? Any of that. Not without pinwheels and loading and delays. And it becomes injurious to do it. So I'm telling you, I'm at a real crossroads with sports in general. Because it's you know what, there's a term that has become popular, but I think we're in it now. Greedflation.
I like that.
It's the truth. There's inflation, and then there's greedflation. Like you've seen
inflation
greed.
Sparked by greed.
Right. You've seen greedflation with airfares. Let's face it. These airfares are made up. It's a weasel, it's a wazzle, it's in the wind.
Bro, we saw greedflation with toilet paper during the pandemic.
Oh, to take it back to that. But greedflation on hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Greedflation with restaurant reservations and what it costs to go out to eat. But it's...
going back to the pandemic, everybody's still trying to recoup their money from 2020.
And that's greedflation.
It is.
So my point is, this is where sports is at. Look at the National Football League now individually selling broadcasts for hundreds of millions of dollars. It's greed. And then you, on Black Friday, on a day that there should not be NFL football, have to download the right platform, pay the right price, and then stream it. I'm telling you, we're at a very dangerous point because I'd love to know you out there on an 80-degree day right now. It's already hard to get someone to watch the Detroit baseball Tigers in late April when it's this beautiful out.
Mm-hmm.
A, you're at work, or if you're not, you're going to find something better to do.
Because we don't get these many days that often.
No. But the point is, as a fan, are you at the end of the rope with sports and the cost of it? Like, I will leave the media market stuff to Rico. This is his specialty. He is a TV executive and a tremendous resume in the television world over 25 years. I'm more bigger picture on it. Like, the cost of doing anything sports-related, whether it's watching it at home, watching it live, it's getting gross. And really, this is just another battle on money.
It is, Mike, but here's the thing. If you want to know what the word is from the executive room.
Oh, let's hear it.
You're not going to like this. And a lot of people won't like what I'm about to say. This isn't me, but it's true. It's factual, whether you want to admit it or not. Teams, owners, and these businesses know you're loyal. You're loyal to a fault. You won't go anywhere. You'll complain. You'll bitch. You'll moan. You'll say, this is it. I'm not doing this anymore until you do, because you can't not see your team. So you'll find a way after you complain and do everything. And they know this. And they know I'll put up with the phone calls. I'll put up with the social media stuff. I'll put up with all of this stuff, because in the end, you're going to pay me. You're going to pay me every dime that I want.
So let's start there. Let's not in a negative way or a mean way. I'm being serious. I want to put your statement to the test. Ask the people right now, if this doesn't get resolved with Comcast, are you shelling out $20 a month to watch the Detroit baseball Tigers?
Yeah.
In a world where, Lord knows, a dozen eggs cost $20. Are you really going to take Rico's step? Rico thinks you're a fool.
I see what you did there.
Ha ha!
This is how they feel. You're going to pay this.
Look at what we had to do as radio professionals today. You had Kenny plumber's crack in full bloom, bent over a TV, doing some kind. I just took the HDMI to the AVC, the aux cord.
Yeah, and he basically said, guys, I'll be there sometime between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
That's what he tells Doug and Scott every day. The whole point is, it was theater of the absurd. And then you're sitting there. I mean, the Bally app is horrendous.
You mean you don't like seeing the guy slide across home?
And I don't want to hear about the British Basketball League. Pip, pip. 248-539-9797. I mean, David, look, we're all in the business. We are not the norm. We don't get a choice. Like, I know John was all on his American dad tip today.
Oh, he was.
I'm not going to pay that. Well, then you can't do radio, John.
Somebody even said that.
You have to pay it. You don't get a choice.
He's going to listen to the game and watch the highlights.
And we encourage you to, yes. Because I will tell you, radio's free.
We're still here.
Yeah, y'all can mock it. It's a slow growth industry. Yeah, well, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go to the TV side and ask him what's free here? Nothing. Nothing.
Great point.
Are you going to pay to watch this baseball team if they don't resolve this? Because, again, while the Comcast audience doesn't represent 100 or 90% of local, somewhere around that 40 to 50% mark, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a monolith.
And that's where it is, because it doesn't affect me because I have other ways. I have MLB TV.
Well, you got that Holy Ghost network.
I was about to say,
turn that on.
Right, you got the AV room, the church AV room.
No, because they also have...
Does Jesus have a problem with you bootlegging streams?
I'm not bootlegging. I'm watching it from
it's
the cable box.
Mike, it's not called bootlegging. It's called piracy, okay? Get it right.
But isn't that what Jesus did with the two fishes and the loaf of bread?
Yeah, he pirated the fish and the bread.
He pirated up some hors d'oeuvres right. For everybody in
and
the
then,
valley.
Right, he was selling fish sandwiches afterwards.
Yeah, so I have the other option, but I did get a lot of texts on the way to work of saying, where can I watch the games? From family and friends.
Yeah, nowhere.
Because have nothing else to do.
Right. Nowhere.
They want to watch it, they can't.
In the end... They're banking. You will complain. You will moan. You will say everything that you're not going to do. And then you'll turn around and you'll give them $20 a month.
So Rico's giving you the TV network perspective. He thinks you're a bunch of fool asses. Not on a personal level, but he's saying
you're going to pay.
Here's what they think about you, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ice Cube.
That punk Ice Cube.
Right. I mean, I have no desire to stream this baseball team. I don't. And especially think about, we are in the heat of playoff season with hockey, basketball, and there's a world of baseball I want to follow.
But
I don't want to be locked into this.
See, here's the thing. If this was any other year where they were already 10 games under 500, now you know what? I'm going to go ahead and turn them off for the summer. This team's actually above 500.
Expand the conversation. Let's say it doesn't get fixed. Let's say it's a holy war. Okay, you going to pay to watch Pistons? No. You going to pay to watch the Wings? No. So what you're
Depends
doing...
Depends on what Eisenman does over the summer, you may pay to watch the Wings.
But that's 17 people who live in a motorhome. There is no huge audience for hockey. I'm sorry. All right?
Not what I was told.
That's for people of the woods like Kenny. For the rest of us, you're not going to pay to watch it. It's hard to get people to watch it when it's already on your cable system.
Poor kid, he's just taking strays.
He's screening calls. He don't know the difference. You can't flip us off for what you didn't hear. That's not fair. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. It's a hot button issue. But I do. I think we're at a very dangerous point for sports.
It is.
And I think sports will lose people, Rico. Not the NFL.
See,
the rest.
I don't think they will.
Because you're a scumbag executive.
Because you love your team. You love your teams.
No, dude, no.
You do?
No, you know what? I have to do this to myself now. I don't think people do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You said it yourself. Oh, the Tigers are just, let's go have fun at the ballpark. Ride Ferris wheel. You've already said that about Tiger fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's not love. No, it's a nice day out. I'm going to roll my sleeves up and drink a daiquiri.
And they still go down to the ballpark.
But they're not
winning or losing.
They're not going to do this.
They'll do this.
That's experiential. The at-home is this morbid experience of, I'm going to sit in front of the TV for 3 hours.
It's called FOMO. What happens if somebody throws a no-hitter? You need to say, I saw it. 248-539-9797.
Throwing a no-hitter. We barely get guys going six innings. Fine, I'll allow it. Let's keep it moving. We'll get to the people.
Exit Velo.
We'll get to the people. Woba 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the question is very simple. Are you going to pay the $20 to watch the Tigers if this thing is not settled? I think that you will. I think that you'll complain. I think that you'll moan and you'll say, well, I'm not going to do it. But in the end, you're going to justify, well, I'll treat it like it's just it's one lunch that I'll use that money and I'll just get the Tigers instead. So that's what's going to happen. 248-539-9797.
Hold on. All right, David, the ticket tech's coming in. Let's talk about it. And look, I'm not going to be an alarmist. I do believe something will get done because it has to get done.
It always does.
You can't have, bankrupt or not, business goes on. Lord knows, the same damn, look, we're still doing our thing. The point is, you have to get this team on television. Nobody wins in this. No one. But in a world where it doesn't get fixed, are you really going to... Rico's not calling you a fool. Rico's telling you what his people in TV think of you.
They're going to bank on the fact that you're so loyal to your teams.
That you won't cancel season tickets?
That you're going to stick around.
Okay. David?
For everybody who cancels their ticket, there's somebody waiting to say, I'll take those
and
tickets.
And I don't think outside of football, outside of football, I don't believe that's the case. Can't prove it,
right.
But I'm here to talk to you about it till 6. David, what do you got?
I won't pay $20 for the Tigers or the Pistons. The Red Wings, I will. So that means I will wait for the fall to pay for it. Someone else says, I went to Dish, to YouTube, TV, to Xfinity, all chasing Bally. Now I'm stuck in a contract. Piss is an understatement. Just let me watch my Tigers.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've gotten to. You know, back in the day, it was a big thing. If you checked a box and you're like, ooh, I've got HBO. It's one thing if it's all under one house. Somehow I'm willing to do that. I think it's human nature of convenience. But when you go on a goose chase, look at this college football season this past year. I'm not willing to do that for all four sports. And that's really where it's headed. Now, I will do it because this is what I do for a living. You guys out there in listener land, I have your back. I, unlike Rico, don't think you're a bunch of lemmings. I'm a man of the people.
I love how you twist my words.
David.
Tim from Chesterfield says, I'm old school. I won't pay to stream the Super Bowl, let alone the Tigers game. Someone else says, this makes me hate the MLB blackout rules even more. They still won't let me watch the Tiger game, even though I have no Bally.
That's right.
Whew. No, pay. I'm 59. I'll go radio. It's better and free for the time being. That is from E.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's good for us. It's good for the station. I mean, it is. It's free. Like, that's the thing. That's where I've always laughed about it. People dog radio because what? It's not on some multiple.
It's a dying industry.
Slow growth. Yeah, well, it's free. Okay? In a world of greed, why is radio always the whoopee cushion? It's free. I mean,
free.
I mean, think about how you get gouged. But see, I'm turning this into a bigger issue too, because it really is all about the same thing. Look at the cost to go to sporting events. They've taken any fun out of it. It's egregious.
It is. But what they do, it's slow increments. So, all right, we'll pay a little, we'll charge a little bit more this year, a little bit more. And before you know it, you're like, man, how did I go from paying something that used to cost me $20 to now it costs me $50? They did it very slowly, right under your nose. And right now, the Tigers are going to say, hey, you love your Tigers. You know you do.
Oh, do we?
They're going to pull on the sentimental heartstrings. And before you know it, you're going to rationalize, well, you know what? Maybe I just won't do this for a day.
Yeah,
and I'll
maybe
pay
you just
it.
Won't pay your child support so you can stream a baseball team. There you go.
It's $20, man. If your child support is $20, you got bigger problems.
Well, the kid's a jerk. So I want to do dynamic pricing for child support. Can we do that?
You got bigger problems than
like
life.
If the kid's an ass, you pay less. If the kid's Albert Einstein, they take you to the cleaners. It's the RICO dynamic pricing.
Don't throw my name. No. Don't make me. No, 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 no.
Oh, I give it to you. All right, let's go to Cameron. He's batting leadoff today. Cam, how you doing?
I can't get over dynamic pricing for child support. That's a great one.
Hey, Cameron, if you had that on your bingo card, go ahead and check that off.
Bing.
Check. So I'll give you some context. I'm still at home with the fam, and I'm the quote-unquote chat support person. So it's up to me for, like, the cable stuff and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm obviously incensed by this. It's another form of greed and everything. Like you said, greedflation. But you know what? I'm not going to pay the $20 for the Bally. I'm not after I've heard how horrible the app is. But we might end up switching anyway from Xfinity to somewhere else. I've heard DirecTV Stream still has it.
Yeah, other providers do. Yeah. The problem is this is the biggest provider. I mean, Cameron, I'm with you. I mean, I played this game years ago back when the Red Zone was only available on one provider. And then when it became available to others, I made the switch. But, Cam, you know what it is? We're grown. I don't want to do a wild goose chase. I want
to. Exactly. Shouldn't have to. No more, as they say.
No, there's no Winnebago, man. No more. Three flies, five flies. I don't want to do it. And what's going to happen is it's going to be team by team. Mm-hmm. And the greed is going to get the best of them.
Unless you do the opt out and just do what Matt Ishbia did. And he just said no. He left.
What, tank an entire franchise?
Well, that too. But he left the whole Diamond Sports and said no. I'll just put it all on free TV for the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
I don't see Chris Illich doing that.
Do you really think your boy is going to do that?
No, I'm saying I don't see that happening. He's going to find a way to monetize this.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's called Pass.
What you'll probably see if... Wow. Pass TV.
It's back!
Next year, going to bring back on TV. If this thing goes into next week, what Bally Sports app will do, they'll offer this discount plan if you sign up right now. So it won't be 20. They'll say, hey, you get in right now and you promise to keep this for the next 3 to 4 months, and they'll give it to you for maybe $12 a month. And you're going to think, I got a deal. I got a bargain. You'll sign up for it. They'll find a way to get you. If you won't buy it for the 20, they'll keep reducing it because they know you're a fan, you love your Tigers, you're going to want to watch your Tigers, especially if they are winning and they're above 500. You're going to miss them.
No one over the age of 50 is doing it. I'll tell you that right now. nah, you're different. You work here and your name's not John. You're doing it. But no one, it's not going to happen. And it's not a shot at older people. It's just...
See, I think that the younger people will, Mike, because everything they do is streaming.
Oh, that's because the younger people are whack.
No, I'm just saying,
but what do you got?
I was just wondering how much I pay for it, because I do actually subscribe to this. I did during Red Wing season. And by the way, horrible streaming platform. This is the worst one,
right?
Below... whatever you hate the most, it's worse than that.
This is worse than Michigan?
If Michigan was a streaming platform, this would be worse than that. I'm trying to figure out what I pay for, because if they're going to get the Rico discount, then I'm pissed.
That's how the business model will work, because they know now you have to come there, but they know people are angry. So we'll win you over. We'll take a couple bucks off.
No, you won't, because the product's ass. App is terrible.
Kenny has told me, and I've heard a lot of people say, like, there are some streaming apps that are really good. Like Peacock, as much as we make fun of it, it's a great app.
It's a pain in the ass. It's not a quality issue.
The fact that it's like, okay, I can get crystal clear 4K games on an airplane, like, this is a great app.
Right, cutscene, Bally app, British Basketball League, and buffering.
If I were to hear that spot one more time, I'm going to kill myself. No, but listen, it's like, if you're going from pregame to the start of the game, you expect that to be kind of a seamless train. Nope, you have to exit out of the whole thing and rejoin it. Once it stops covering pregame,
hell. Come on.
You have to start a new video just to watch the game.
This is what he's done to sports people.
$12.99.
248-539-9797. We got a lot of people with a lot to say, and we're going right to you next, okay? 97.1.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, straight to the people. Anthony's been very patient. He's up next on 97.1. Anthony, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. Rico, how you guys doing?
Excellent, hey, brother.
So we are in the same issue with Dish Network. Dish Network, I had it for years. We ended up leaving to go to Comcast because they still haven't rectified the deal with Bally's. And it's been 3 years now, give or take.
Jesus.
So now we're getting stuck in a situation now where I have to either pay $20 to watch my Tigers, watch the Pistons, unfortunately, or the Red Wings. It's getting ridiculous. And now what are the ramifications going to be on bars now, too, that have the services?
Well, you're not going to have
that's
the game.
That's my question.
Yeah, I'm missing the mark here, or if a noted bar owner could call in, you won't have the game. You'll have these error screens that we have in the studio.
They would probably have to just buy another service, because they can't just – because that's the one place you're going to go to. If you want to watch the game, I got to go to a local bar – or maybe you just head down to the casino.
I mean, Anthony, here's the other thing, too. And I know it's all under one umbrella. Rico's issue is more focused than mine. Mine's the bigger picture. Like, Anthony, at what point does it start to tear at your ability to love sports when it's just absolute greed? It just, it gets gross.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. You shouldn't be locked into one game. I should be able to flip around if a game's getting boring or I want to watch something else.
You know I'm with you. There is no world where I could exist on a college football Saturday where I can't pre-program my 9 different games per time slot. The last button is my friend.
And here's the thing. For you and Anthony, Mike, it's pushing the boundaries of your fandism.
Yeah. Well, that's a new word. Fandism.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take it.
Because with everything going on, college sports, I mean, we sit here and joke, new player enters the portal. It's nothing like you remember it is. And now with, okay, it's going to almost come down to, do I pay to watch this game or do I go down to the game? How am I going to see the game? How much do I still love this team that I've grown up watching all of my life? It's going to push your boundaries until one day you will break and say, this was it. This was the breaking point. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. And I think some people are there. Some people like to say that they are. But if you're still complaining, not you, Anthony, but if you're still complaining, that means there's still love there, which means that somehow or another you'll find a way to watch this Tiger team.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, the thing today that got me was Bally's on Facebook still showed highlights of the games. So it's crazy.
Jesus. Well, apparently that's how John Jansen's going to be watching the Tigers this summer. So keep posting
those.
Do
we know if that was John or AI John?
Oh, John Bob?
Could have been AI John.
No. Now, let's go to Robert, 97.1. Robert, oopsie daisy. We'll go to Richard. I hit the wrong button. Richard, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I will say that I am not buying Rico's theory, and I'm not buying the app. If the Tigers were deep in a real playoff chase, and maybe in September, it would be a possibility. But it's too easy to listen on the radio. It's too easy to be doing other things. And baseball is probably the best sport to listen to on the radio. So you're
That's
not
right.
losing
it
that
It is
much.
Set up for that. It is set up for putting on some headsets and cutting the grass.
And we're blessed to have Dan Dickerson doing it because he is a modern-day version of an Ernie Harwell. I think he's beloved, and he's very good at what he does.
Yes.
So not much drop-off. And the upside is that the 4 minutes a week that I spent wasted watching Piston games, I say 4 minutes, that's cumulative between all the games every week. I won't have to watch it if it doesn't come back. I'm actually coming out ahead.
Yeah, you are. And Richard, Richard, you bring up an interesting point. I want to see if we can find a middle ground, Rico.
Okay.
Your theory's proven right, but Richard's way. That people would come back, but it would be September in a pennant chase with an established real product.
And I was going to say, if this team keeps winning, you're going to come back. You know what it sounds like for all the years that people swore up and down, I'm done with the Lions. I'm never watching the Lions. I'm Lions free. Oh, wait.
But if they're good.
They're winning.
But here's the reality.
And now you're up there with Theo singing the fight song.
But the point is, and this is Richard's point and my point, the Tigers are the boys of summer. If this isn't resolved, no, people are not coming back in May or June or even July. Rico, you're playing a dangerous game when your team is not on television. And then look at the other products. Now, please, I don't want to have any Steve bots, but factually speaking, the Red Wings have gone essentially a decade without making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This is not 2002. We don't have 10 Hall of Famers on the
team.
And
you know the Pistons ain't saving you.
The Pistons will show up to your birthday party if you acknowledge their existence.
Is that Minnie Hooper?
Did Jalen Duren just jump out of a cake? I mean, think about this.
It's Cade lighting the candles.
Drive Cade Cunningham's car, $10. Just say you know who the Pistons are.
You want to announce the players? Here you go. Mason,
done.
Move over. Here you go. Little Johnny, you can do the announcement.
That's it. Mason's one step from hosting a children's bowling league. 248-539-96.
Happy birthday!
And I'm only half kidding about any of that. Because if I can't imagine what they're doing in that ticket office. Hi, Bobby here from the Detroit Pit.
Would you like to renew your season ticket packet?
David Ticket Text, talk to me. What are people saying?
Tried installing the Bally app on my TV. It's been in loading mode for the last 3 hours. F that. That is from Steve.
Jesus.
Rhino in a car says, I'm not paying $1 a month for something that is supposed to be included with my cable already.
Right. And again, Xfinity sent the emails out today. You're getting a credit every month that this stuff isn't on, or every week. That's not the point. The point is, if it's not on and you're handing me a credit, I still have to go spend the money, leave your application. And I mean, it is, I only speak this way because I have this job. I have to do it. I will do it. But if I didn't have this job, this isn't some flex or anything like that. But if I didn't have this job, there's no universe I would pay to watch this baseball team. None. None. And if they're that effing good, I'll see you in September.
And I was about to say, I think it goes to the point of, if all of a sudden they get hot, they're 8 games or nine
games.
Look
at the Twins. You should see what's going on in Minnesota right now with this, because the Twins have now won 9 in a row,
mm-hmm.
and they pulled the plug on them last night.
Couldn't be worse than the hockey game at midnight.
Nashville Preds on Honky Tonk Prime, or whatever the network's called, Bally Tonk. And the plug got pulled.
It was like New Year's
Eve. Playoff game, the Heidi game.
9, 8, 7, 6, 3, 2, 1. And blank screen.
And somewhere there's a Nashville equivalent of Kenny with fewer teeth who probably impaled his television because the Preds game vaped out.
They'll just go back to their cousin.
Gwen, the game's not okay. David, come on, dude. That wouldn't surprise me. 248-539-9797. And what the hell are we talking about? Look, you've been at work all day. If you didn't realize it, Tigers weren't on TV today if you're a Comcast Xfinity customer. Why? There's no deal with Bally anymore. And they don't have the side seam dug in. And the Tigers won't be on your television moving forward if you are a Comcast Xfinity subscriber. So your only recourse would be, you guessed it, that dreaded Bally app that nobody likes. Are you going to pay to watch? And again, we're not being alarmists. The history of how these cable stare downs go, the games usually are back quickly. But this seems a little different because of the financial situation of Bally, because Comcast has dug in their heels here. I don't know. Nobody knows. I've talked to a zillion people today. Nobody's got a pathway to this. And the one thing I've been told that won't happen, and again, it doesn't mean it's right, it's fluid, but the one thing that I was told is it is very, very, quote, highly unlikely that there would ever be a deal to broker local TV. It's just not how things are done with MLB. So again.
So you won't get the ISBA Phoenix Suns package where all of a sudden they're going to go owner, to Channel 20.
Your owner had to opt out of it.
Yeah.
You think your boy's doing that?
No, I don't. 248-539-9797. Are the Tigers worth the $20 a month? Because I think for a lot of Tigers fans,
is any
eventually
team not
you're going to pay.
Lions. Right now, if you I'm being serious. Now, no hyperbole.
Right.
If you have your good book, I'll put a hand on it and swear to it. If I had to pay to watch Michigan State football, I wouldn't do it. I'm just done.
Right.
They're not getting any more of my money. They already get my time.
But see, you already cashed out a long time ago.
Well, because the product was ass.
No, it was before, because of that.
Oh, because they extorted their fan base.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Everybody has their breaking point. Your breaking point was broken years ago.
And I think people are approaching theirs.
They are, but they haven't hit it yet.
Okay. Rico says you're a bunch of damn fools. 2485.
Not what I said.
That's the way I heard it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Lord,
rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, I'll get back to the people. We'll reset everything top of the hour. Short form, if you've been just getting out of work, Tigers weren't on TV today, nor will they be tomorrow or any day afterwards if you are a Comcast or Xfinity subscriber, because Bally and Comcast can't come to an agreement. You know, you want to play the blame game? I don't really care at this point. The Tigers are not on TV, and now you're going to have to download that Bally app, give up more of your money. And in essence, if you don't want to stream, you're going to have to switch providers, which it's a pain in the ass. So it's just, I'm taking a bigger approach to this, which is, this is how sports is going to go too far. Like, I don't think it's any secret Chris wants his own network. Are you really going to shell out money to watch Tigers and Wings, and that's the only thing they carry?
See, the downside of this is, even if you were willing to do that, the app, from what I understand,
Kenny, sucks.
Is so bad that you're not even getting your money's worth. It's not like, okay.
It's like Michigan State season tickets.
Can you just leave Michigan State out of this?
I'm sorry.
David Reed something.
I'm sorry.
Or cut his mic off.
I went too far.
Ticket text coming in from Mike. It's just like Michigan State season tickets.
Mike, across from you.
No, seriously. Bally Sports has been off of YouTube TV for over 2 years. This is not going to end well. I haven't missed anything from the Tigers, though. I get scores
on my phone. So they're not on YouTube TV?
No.
Correct.
Rico, I've been saying this. This is a big problem, and what people are going to choose to do is opt out. Baseball is too long of a season. The team is not good. Listen, I understand their record. You know where I stand with it. I think it's faulty, and it's unsustainable. It's fun, but people will check back in late August if this team's for real. They'll just vape out. You've already said it. The Tigers are a plaything. Hey, honey, want to go puff some heaters and have a daiquiri? That's all they are to this community.
Some nachos.
Now, if you're 90 and you went to grade school with Willie Horton, it's a different relationship. It's different.
Guys, I noticed this problem last year, and it makes me sick. These billionaire you-know-whats are all in cahoots, and it's wrong.
David, rhyme it for everybody. David, sing for us.
I already pay for Peacock, Max, Disney, and Hulu. They are robbing us. That is from Coop.
Well, is it half of that app? Is that what they said?
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
No, but see, that's the here's the other thing, in all seriousness. Look, the point Rico brings up is not, I can't prove it wrong and can't prove it right. We're talking it. All of this whole, well, download this app and you get X. Pay for this service and you get Y. My viewpoint may be faulty. People are only going to do so much of that
right
before they go, I ain't doing this no more.
And see, here's the problem with the Bally's Plus app.
It sucks.
Is not only that, but at least if you download Peacock and the other thing, you can also watch shows and entertainment. If you download this app, you have three options. Well, four, I guess, British basketball, Pistons, Wings, and the Tigers.
And
British basketball.
And John Keating's massive head.
They say.
But,
right. It's not like the other one's like, okay, you know what? I start streaming this show. I started doing this. If you download Paramount Plus, all the other apps
sure
have something else. That's where they're going to have to come up with a reduced price, or they're going to have to give you more options of, okay, here's why you need to buy this app, because we're giving you this, 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 and this.
If this were the NFL, I would never argue. You're right. People would do it. Baseball's got a problem, Rico.
They do.
And I'll tell you, the Pistons have a real problem. And no offense, it's not a shot. Hockey's a niche sport. This is, people will walk away, Rico.
They're hoping that, you know what, they're to that Detroit, to that grit, to that Detroit versus everybody, you're going to support us because you love your teams,
right,
because you grew up on those
for
teams.
The average guy, it's Detroit versus the grocery store. Man, people ain't worried about the booty-ass Tigers. Come on now.
That's what they are thinking, Mike.
A run differential of +3. You think? I mean, man, people worried about $15 eggs. Dude, for the average guy, this is not important to them.
It's not.
Okay. Sorry, I was getting heated. I don't know why.
Run differential is now 10.
Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo!
It's double digits. That's a start.
Let's go to, hold on. I am hitting the wrong damn button. I am awful at this game today. Hi. Let's go to Robert, 97.1. What's up, Robert? How you doing? And Robert.
Robert
went the way of the Bally broadcast. He's out. All right, we're going to go to Glenn, 97.1. Glenn, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Just got back from the Tigers win today, so that was nice.
Nice.
Infinity has been, you know, I was losing them anyway because there's only two reasons we had them, and one was the Tigers, and the other, my wife watches something that she also gets on Peacock. So the Tigers are gone. Xfinity, bye-bye. I'll be listening to Dan and Andy on the radio as my dad listened to Tigers every day, you know, when they were back on the AM station. And I listened to them too. So I'm going back that way.
Yeah. And look, baseball is the one sport that truthfully is conducive to radio. I mean, it is the oldest sport. It's always had a pace for radio, the soundtrack of summer. Yes, you can listen to it. And it's pretty damn strong. Like, look, in the old days, like when it was a big thing, like, ooh, what's this satellite radio? Like, I remember a couple of road trips over the summer going home to Saratoga, and I'm way far away from Detroit. Dude, I turned on Brewers games and listened to Bob Uecker. It is it's an experience. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. And Glenn, look, there'll be plenty of people like Glenn and Glenn's pops that are just going to say, F this. I'll listen on the radio. It's free. And if they're really good, Glenn will go down to the ballpark. True or false, Glenn?
That is true. I go down a lot anyway. So I enjoy the live baseball better than the TV. It'll also help me with my marital relationship, and then I won't be blowing all this time on the TV when I should be doing other things, so I can do other things while I'm listening on radio.
There you go. Get that honey-do list done.
Be a plus for the marriage.
You know what David always says, cheaper to keep her. All right, Glenn. I mean, David, you always say that. It's not a secret.
Nehemiah 5:6.
Cheaper to keep her. That's part of the book of Psalms. 248-539-97.
The book of wisdom. Proverbs.
Right. We'll reset the deck top of the hour. We'll get some ticket texts, and you guys tell me. And it is a wider discussion. It's not just this Tigers are not on TV in continuum. But it's also, like, at what point does sports begin to alienate you? I admit I'm in that space. But I'm in a unique spot, is that this is what I do for a living. So I have a great deal of angst I carry around on a daily basis because I begin to truly dislike a lot of the people involved in sports. Because it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how I grew up. And I'm telling you, the way I grew up, you're not able to go to a game. You have been completely priced out. Now they're reaching into your pockets at home. Now they want you to, if you're a real sports fan, you have no less than how many applications downloaded, Rico?
See, that's why, like, the last caller, you may be priced out if you're buying season tickets. Individual tickets? Did you see how many people were at the game today? You could have got good seats. You'll just go down there and say, oh, you know what? How about we just go to the game instead of paying for this app that's pitiful?
I am not going to slander Glenn because he seemed like a lovely man. But if I had to venture a guess, over under Glenn, 57.5, it's over. Glenn's a different bird era.
I'm going to say under because he still cares what his wife thinks. If you're over that, you don't care because she ain't going nowhere and you ain't going nowhere. You're stuck with each other.
Stoney, stay out of it.
You're stuck with each other at that point.
Wow. Wow.
And when you're younger, you actually care. It's like,
can Rico use one of his 12 degrees to be a marital counsel? I need to just sit in on one of those sessions. Hey, you two are old. Who cares?
Where
next client.
Like, where you going?
248.
When'd you meet Will Smith?
I will not say what's next in that skit. 97.1.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's still, Rico and I just said it, David. There is nothing better than your searing vocals on that track.
That's the pastor singing
exactly.
The hook.
And then you're the guy who's counseling couples. It's really one of life's great joys.
You know, I said it in a song once. Let me see that dong bong.
All right, let's bring it back to center here. So if you were at work today and, hey, the Tigers won, they did what I asked. Just take 2 out of 3 against Cardinals. We'll fix how you play later. Just keep winning for now.
But if you're in a sweep, but you didn't get it.
But listen, 2 out of 3 is fine. Keep it moving.
Hope you watched the game.
You couldn't. That's the problem. If you are a Comcast Xfinity subscriber, at midnight, they pulled the plug. Bally and Comcast couldn't come to an agreement. So any Bally market that Comcast is in, you don't have your teams. Hey, if you were watching a Nashville Predators playoff game last night, blackout, midnight, mid-game. So we're asking you the question because now we don't know when it's going to be back. If history is a guide, this would get resolved quickly. They always seem to.
About 72 hours, it's normally settled.
Yeah, because when you lose a sports team and stop carrying the games, it's mutually assured destruction. It's the equivalent of two countries launching nukes at each other. You're both gone. It's bad for Bally, and it's bad for Comcast. Now, your solution can be paying $20 a month and downloading the worst app that has ever graced the App Store, which is Bally Plus. I'm telling you, my viewpoint is nobody's doing that. Because baseball is a death march, and if the team's actually good, you might do it in September. Rico says, y'all are a bunch of boobs.
See, I don't think you'll wait to September. I think you'll probably do it in either late July or August because become September.
You know what your new nickname's going to be? The
what?
Quibbler.
No.
You're quibbling.
No, Mike, because here's the thing. If you're waiting to September, that's the worst thing possible because what happens in September? It's football season.
Yeah, but if you're in a pennant chase.
Yeah, but you got the Lions.
What's your motivation to really watch baseball unless you are a nutcase?
Right, but I'm saying at that point, it's like, man, but you the Lions season will be so anticipated, along with the Michigan season, to see what's going to happen.
All right, then people aren't coming back. I mean, case in point, game wasn't on TV today. Streaming numbers on this radio station, 3X.
Yeah.
And we already have a massive streaming audience. Go ahead, keep your games off TV. I don't care.
If you're Bally Sports, you need to get people back by July or August because if you wait to September, I don't think you're going to get them back because now you talked about it. There's only so much of the pie.
Right.
And look, you want to see what's Shamone Moore going to do with Michigan. Can you repeat? How's the season going to be? And you have real games. The Lions, man, everybody's going to want to see what's happening at Ford Field, especially when we find out when the schedule comes out, what's that September schedule going to be? I don't know if the Tigers, you got enough room for the Tigers. If you wait until September, they're going to have to be one of the hottest teams in baseball, I think, to get people's
Which
attention.
Which is why if this, and I don't believe we'll be in a situation where this disappears all summer. I've never seen anything like it, to be quite honest. Now, not having a deal with YouTube TV is one thing. Not having a deal with a cable service that covers at least
40, 50%
of one of the top 5 sports markets in America, I got to believe they get a deal done. But if they don't, no, then I stay to my answer. Then people won't come back. Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to pay to watch this baseball team. They're sure as hell not going to pay to watch the basketball team.
And here's the thing, right? If they don't come back, you're probably never going to get them back because there's no draw.
248-539-9797. You want to get to the people?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Claire is up next, 97.1. Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I'm not happy with my Tigers or Bally. People don't understand this. Bally, for one, doesn't understand that people are old. I'm 80 years old. And I can't afford to pay extra, and I will not pay extra. And that gives us the choice to just listen to it. Thank goodness for 97.1.
Yeah, and Claire, it's not right. you know, regardless of age. But, you know, look, my dad's approaching 70. I can just tell you, my dad's not downloading any apparatus to watch any game anywhere. It's not happening.
Nope, neither am I. And I've been a Tigers fan since I was in elementary school, which is a lot of years, Tigers and Red Wings. And I am not happy. I wish I knew what I could do to do something about it. But what do you do?
No, Claire, what happens is you got to become Rico, right? Rico downloading every sports apparatus on Earth. He's watching games on Pluto, Claire. I mean, it's just, Claire, you and I don't want to do that. We want to turn on the TV and watch our programs. That's really for all this sure. is. That's it.
Yep.
Simplicity. Am I right?
Yes, for sure.
That's right. I knew I'd get along with Claire.
I'm still wondering how I just took a stray, but sure.
Yeah, just not happy. I thought, man, I can't even watch my Tigers. I mean, what else is there, you know?
Come on. And it's
so
summer.
Claire, is there any scenario where if this went on for a month or two that you would consider paying for the app?
Paying the extra?
Yeah.
No. I can't afford it, for one. I'm on a very limited income, and it's just sad that they don't consider us old seniors that we can't afford this.
No, and look, you know, here's the other end, and Claire, I really appreciate the call, truly.
Thanks.
Pleasure talking. I here's the other end of the spectrum. We've got a generation of young people. Now, I'm not talking about the hoity-toity hipsters in Corktown. I'm talking about just a generation of young people buried in debt, can't afford a house. It is a wicked struggle out of college. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that those people are going to shell out another 20 to watch a team that hadn't made the playoffs in 10 years. They're not doing it.
David, should I tell them or should you?
What?
Go ahead.
Those are the exact people who don't have the money, who shouldn't be doing it, who will pay for it. Why?
So,
because they have it.
Well, because they're morons.
Just saying.
That's the other problem with young people. Broke.
Rico, I'm sitting right here, okay?
Kenny, noted broke moron, Kenny Cox.
I said it a nicer way, Kenny.
I don't have to be nice. Kenny, he invited it.
Kenny, like the pastor says, nobody had to know it was you. Just look straight ahead.
Very true.
Right.
248-539-9797. Let's go to DJ 97.1. DJ, how are you?
Hey, Mike, Rico, how are you guys?
Hey,
good,
DJ.
Brother. What's going on?
Not much. So me and my dad, we always love watching the Tigers, and we have Dish. So we haven't had the Tigers now for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's 52 years old. He has no problem paying the $20 a month to watch the baseball team that we love, especially if you're a big baseball fan.
Sure. If you're a hardcore fan, DJ, there's no argument. You're right. You will do what you need to do. But here's my question. Like, you and your dad, to me, are in the 5% of Tiger fans. You're a hardcore baseball fan. You love your pops. You both love baseball. It's a point of commonality between you two. DJ, that's a very small number for baseball, brother.
You know, I get that, too. I get it. But I just don't like how people are saying, oh, I'm not paying to watch this team. If you really love this team, I don't feel like $20 a month is that bad to watch your favorite baseball team.
But, DJ, they don't love them, DJ. That's the difference. You do, your father does. They don't.
But, see, DJ, I think that they're saying that, but in the end, they're going to end up paying the money. They'll have to get up there and tell you how angry they are and this is a travesty, and then they'll hand you a $20 and say, okay, but give me the
app. No, or they'll do what Kenny's doing. They'll just straight up steal it. Kenny's on this whole, like, black market stream of palooza thing.
No. What we were watching earlier was the Bally's app.
You had 7 cords and an antenna sticking out of that TV. That is not
legal.
One
HDMI cable.
All I know is the announcers, the play-by-play guy was speaking Portuguese, so.
Never knew there were subtitles for Jason Benetti. Come on, Kenny. No, DJ, I get it. I understand it. Believe me. And my relationship with my father, like, yes, but there just comes a point for average people, DJ. They're not going to do it. I don't believe they will. Rico does. It's not going to be anything I get into a huge fight over. The truth of the matter is, this is not a great baseball town. Okay? This is a fair weather baseball town. Now, the Tigers are to blame for that because they've been in business for over 100 years and have a whopping 4 championships. When the Tigers are good, they own this town. And when they're not, it's a daiquiri festival for people like Jim Costa. I'll take the Blue Raz. It's not Boston. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not. It is not some baseball haven. So when this team hasn't been good for a long time, and I don't even know if they're any good now, I don't believe people will flock to it. Now, if they're hot in July, Rico's going to win. People will have to do something. But there's, don't you believe, this has got to get fixed.
Yeah, I would give it a 72 hours. If by the weekend, this thing is set. If we're talking about this on Monday, it's going to be a long summer for Tigers fans.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. We'll get more of the ticket texts as well. All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts, and we go right to the phones. What do you got for me?
Mark from Plymouth says, I'm 64 and planning to drop cable and get another provider because I'm chasing to find Bally. I need to watch the Tigers.
And again, then that hurts the other side of the table. I mean, if you're Comcast, in your major sports markets, your RSN, your baseball team is the second most valuable. It's actually your most because you don't have the NFL. Nobody has the NFL. You lose your baseball team. I mean, it's happening right now in Minnesota. It's warfare up there because the team's won 9 in a row. And people are going, what do you mean I can't watch them?
Brendan from Ann Arbor. I'm 24, paying a stupid amount of money for rent already. I use the less than savory streaming sites for the Red Wings season, and I'll do the same for the Tigers. Rather give my computer every virus on earth than give a penny to these greedy bastards.
That's right, and that's why Kenny does what he does.
Another person texts in and says, I can't believe that Mike used the word programs, declare.
I was speaking with someone of a demographic that would use, I was speaking the language of an older human being.
Right. Then he said, now you can go watch your stories.
Right. We want to watch our programs.
61 and newly retired, watch the Tigers and the Wings. Love them. However, I'm not giving to the money-hungry people. I have a radio. It's time for the old days. I will listen to Dan Dickerson every night now.
The point I'm trying to make is, it's just how many body blows are you supposed to take? It's in the end, maybe what I'm saying is it's not even about the $20. It's not. It's like what happened in Kansas City. And the fans and the government finally went, no, we're not building you a new stadium. Like what's going on in Chicago right now? Half the city's on fire and the state's broke. We're not handing you $2.3 billion. Mm-hmm. You just get tired of the constant grift. Look at college sports.
The nickel and diming.
You do. Look at Big Ten football. You know what I liked? Well, I had BTN or I had ESPN ABC. Simple, easy. Now, each week, I don't know if the game's on Saturday. I don't know if it's on cable. Now I'm on Peacock. Now they're moving it to a Friday night. Now, we're going to take a home game away and go play it down at an NFL venue. The whole thing's a grift. I don't benefit from any of it. And fans get tired. You get sick of it.
See, they made it easier for you, Mike. You could just drive down to Ford Field to watch the game.
Yeah, right.
They were thinking about you.
Okay.
On you.
Right. Let's go to our man, Bishop, who joins us, 97.1. Hello, Bishop.
Michael, how are you, sir?
Good, Bishop. What's going on?
Well, you didn't take an opportunity to congratulate me on the Michigan National Championship. It's been many months, my friend.
Congratulations, and I wish you all the joy in the world. And, in fact, I'm sending you a free pair of spyglasses.
There it is.
Yeah. I'll move on to the subject at hand.
That's
we'll
right.
talk later about that.
It's probably for the best.
Again, someone else just jumped into the transfer portal for Michigan State, or out, or in, or something like that. Whatever.
Hold on. Now, wait a minute. Bishop, it's happening everywhere. Like, what are we talking about? I mean, it's everywhere. The sport's a joke.
You know somebody just jumped in from Michigan, too, right?
Uh-oh. Oh, man, Rico. And then, by the way, I'm best friends with your Sans, Donald. But anyway, listen,
yes.
Guys.
Yes.
I'd much rather steal it in the time it would take. No, I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
In the time when I am in.
Between Davis singing the Dong Bong song and Bishop saying, I'd rather steal it, boy, the church is going to be packed this Sunday.
Hear me out quickly. Yeah, listen, any child of school age in just a few clicks can find that game on a pirated YouTube stream or something like that. Man, listen, it's the fight back against the greed. If you want to take from me, then I am going to take from you. I'd much rather just find it somewhere on the internet, and you can do that. Mm-hmm. And the key here is if you put the pressure on both sides, this has to end somewhere. Mike, you just said it. You gave a great analogy. Mutually assured destruction is what's going to happen to both sides, meaning everyone's just going to steal it or want to sit and find something to barbecue at night, like some good steaks or some salmon.
That's it.
I am all about the theft at this point, man. Forgive me, a pastor and all the good folks there. And, you know, I'm a church organist myself. But, man, I am more than happy to steal this one. What's your take, fellas?
No judgment for me.
Hey, keeping it real, man.
I like
it. Tell Cree I said what up.
Okay.
This is great segment.
This is the best. And again, Bishop, listen, Bishop's been calling the show for 20
years.
That's
what I'm saying.
You're asking me to congratulate you on a national title. I'll do it. But, like, you know the drill now. Right,
brother, I, you know what? He can come and sit in this chair. I would just sit behind the glass and watch YouTube go at it for a segment.
It's been an evolution. It's 20 years of it. I will say, I genuinely enjoy his calls because they have a degree of passive aggression that is rare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, yep, I'm just
hey, somebody hit the portal from blank. I mean, my team blows. Leave my team out of it.
Right.
David, does your church organist steal cable?
I have to ask him. I doubt it.
Was he just on the line?
No.
Okay.
No,
that's what they got the building fund for.
Why can't we
stop it, Rico? I'm not doing this today.
Ooh. You know what? Let's just go to Chad. Chad, how are you?
That call was awesome. Mike, as a Michigan fan that is also happy about winning it, if you could send me a pair of binoculars with spyglasses, both signed by Connor Stallions, that would be the best ever. I fully embrace it. I would put it next to my national title football.
That's the whole point.
Glasses, one on the center,
that's the whole
signed
point.
By Connor Stallions.
I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better. I'm going to send you a Connor Stallions autographed broken vacuum from his side hustle. I got you covered.
I got a shrine at Connor Stallions.
That's right. I got you. So what do you make of this Bally Comcast deal? What do you got?
Funny because I was incensed and I call. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm so mad. And I'm moving to Orlando in a week. Side note, I will be listening on Odyssey every day. If you think I'm listening to some bums in Orlando, not going to happen. I need my daily dose with Mikey and Rico. But and I'm incensed. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then I started thinking, well, I have DirecTV and I have extra innings, so I'm going to get it down there anyway. But I'm starting to think about it if it affected me. And then I realized on hold it doesn't affect me. But let's just say it does. All right, let's think about the three teams we get on Bally. We get the Red Wings. I'm not a hockey guy. I just, if they're in the playoffs, I'll watch it. And my basketball team, I've given up on the Pistons. I don't watch. I hate Gores. I'm moving to Orlando, which has a real team. And, oh, by the way, they have four Wolverines. So the Pistons can go. Now we're down to one team. And the one team, there's one team outside of the state of Michigan that I'm a die-hard fan of. Mikey would call us born losers. I am a Mets fan. Long story, but if you're going to do this, bye-bye, Bally. I'm just going to become a full-on Mets fan. There's one team I care about on that station, and if you're going to make me pay $20 a night to see it, when I'm not doing it. Bye, Chris. Not doing it. It's absolutely ridiculous. I have extra innings. I'll just watch the Mets and everybody else. I love baseball. Bye-bye, Tigers.
Yeah. No, and I mean, Chad, it's probably a smart move to be a Magic fan. They're fun. They're loaded with Wolverines.
Young, yeah.
It's something. It's almost like they started their rebuild at the same time
Bank
as you
Hero,
and have lapped you. Oh, wait. Everybody has.
Well, you know, who needed Halliburton? I mean,
Hara.
Killian Hayes is going to be the answer.
You got to let it go, man. I know, but it's so much more than that.
I can't.
I know.
He was sitting right there.
Okay.
He was right. And then you know what? Just go ahead and release me. I'm going to go to another team.
In Spain. ABC Barcelona or something. I mean, please.
I don't even think Team France wanted them.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. David, is there an opening for a church organist? I would love to get Bishop to Greater Life. It'd be like the transfer
portal. I thought you meant Killian Hayes.
Or Killian Hayes. Could he work at the church? Because basketball, definitely not in his future. You need anybody to light the incense or whatever the hell you walk down the aisle with.
Not us. I'm about to get so many phone calls.
David, to work the AV room.
To watch the 9:30 kickoff for the NFL. Right.
Oh, my. All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts, please. We'll get to the phone calls. Talk to me.
Tommy in the car. I'm 42. Love baseball and won't pay for the app. I can't believe they're doing this to me. Honestly, don't care about missing it live, but my 92-year-old grandpa, who loves the Tigers, doesn't want to pay for the cable bill. I hate this.
I just think people are closer to the end of their rope than Rico does. That's really the takeaway today. I think all these leagues, and part of it is, we did this topic the other day with no idea that this was coming.
Yeah.
It's the fatigue, because the NFL takes so much of our time, and they are so greedy.
And you could be right, Mike. I just wonder, where's everybody's breaking point? Is this going to be the breaking point for Tigers fans, or will you complain? But because this team is actually winning, you don't want to miss out on something that could be special, so you'll pay the money, hoping that they continue this winning and staying above 500.
David.
Bishop saying, I'm going to steal it, is spoken like a true Michigan fan.
I left that alone, but it actually is quite apropos.
I'm a moderate baseball fan. I will never purchase the Bally app for any of our local teams. They all suck.
Alrighty.
All right. What does Bally's have to negotiate with? They're bankrupt. We can give you zero. No. How about zero? Do you have a dollar?
David, if you go on Xfinity, that's exactly what they're basically saying. Like, hey, we try. They're bankrupt.
Right. The error message on the screen was like, they're poor and things.
We offered. They said no. We laughed at them and said, seriously?
Go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, actually, I hit the wrong button. I'm on a roll today. Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, how are you, buddy?
Oh, you guys are cracking me up today. Can I get an amen?
Oh, I got you. Yes.
It's cheaper to keep her. You guys got it going on today.
David says it all the time in the office. I just thought it was, you know, public knowledge.
It's all good. Well, here's my deal with Bally's and everything else. I've been traveling to and from Cleveland since 2009, and I listen to you guys religiously. And, you know, it's all about sports. But at some point in time, when the Big Ten decided to have the Big Ten Network and pay extra for this, and then the Monday night football games had to have a different station and you can't watch it like you used to,
yep.
I'm 56. I'm tired of it. I'm not paying for it. And if I got to steal it or if I got to find it on the internet, I'm going for it.
Yeah. And so, Steve, that's the thing, is it's not the, when it happened for the first time and they bloated out the cable packages, I think we all were like, well, I'd rather have more sports than less, whatever, bury it in the surcharge. But now they're getting to the point where they want you to have the cable packages and then download this app and this streaming service and do this and that. Mm-hmm. And it, Steve, I think guys like you are becoming more the norm, where it's like,
now
enough.
Flip it to the other side, where my son is 30 years old, and he watches the Cavs because he's down in the Cleveland area. Well, Cavs happen to be on Bally Sports. So from that standpoint, since it's May 1st, I'm wondering if he's going to be able to watch the Cavs in the playoffs or not.
No, and I don't think so.
He only has enough money because they've got student debt up the wazoo that – much like myself, I carry my streaming network of whatever my cable is right now, you know, with DirecTV and everything. I'm not branching out to $40 here, $40 there, $20 here. Forget it. I'll find a radio station. I'll find the internet. And then on top of your topic from yesterday,
yeah,
you got with the NFL, maybe all but 3 weeks are guaranteed to the NFL now because they're going for the major part of the pie. When does that stop with the ladies getting upset that their guy's spending too much time on their fantasy football, where their guy is picking up their picks and doing everything else and not paying attention to the yard work, paying attention to everything else? There's going to be a point in time where all this is going to come to a head and boom.
Yeah. And look, Steve, I think there's part of that now. And I mean, look, we're not like able to predict the future. If I would, I sure as hell wouldn't do this for a living. But it's this idea of when college football, when the Big Ten and the SEC break away, if you think that's going to be a basic package, you're crazy. They'll have their own thing.
It'll be their own app.
Pay more. Yeah. Pay more. Want it in 4K? Pay more. Want your hometown broadcasters? Pay more. I am still me. It is not, please don't take this the wrong way, guys. But the only thing that will keep me paying and doing this crap is this job. Mm-hmm. If I'm out there and I'm Mike in a different life and I don't do this for a living, Rico, I swear to God, there's no scenario I would do it. Right. Is it easier for me because I left home so long ago that I've gotten used to not having my teams on a daily basis? Yes, it is. It is easier for me. But I'm saying, like, locally, let me tell you, if they took the baseball team off the TV and I didn't do this for a living, I'd say, you know what, keep it. Because, again, this isn't the Dodgers.
No,
this
it's
isn't
not,
some $400 million payroll with a 100-win team.
But it also is something that, if you look into the future, I don't know if you saw the fact that NBC is trying to get the NBA back. They're going to try to take it back from TBS and TNT. You know what that means if NBC gets it.
Oh, the Peacock.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
We're streaming with that stupid cartoon bird.
Nobody's paying attention to this, but it's something you may want to think about.
No, Media Market Beard is.
Well, Mike.
Why we have you. You're our resident scumbag TV exec. This is why we have you.
Or you can, as somebody told me today, you can use this brand new app called Google.
Go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I thought it was funny that an Xfinity ad played during that break. But two, I'm 24. I've been using my friend's mom's WoW to log into Bally Sports for months now. And I think it's absolutely absurd to be charging people. I validate, if you want to watch a sport, I get it. But the navigation you have to go through to get onto that app and sign in every single time just to have it bug and you have to delete it and do all that, it's just unbelievable to expect what the 82-year-old to pick this up and go watch a game. That's not attainable.
No, and I mean, Sean, like last night is case in point. Let's say we go to the streaming platform, right? I'm watching Knicks Sixers, I'm watching Islanders Canes, and I'm watching the Tigers. And then, yes, I have the ability to go around and watch other baseball games. Sean, I can't do that if I'm streaming.
And even if you had the Bally Sports, you got to prepare 5 minutes before so you can re-sign in so I could send my mom or friend's mom another email that it's signed into this TV for the 100th time this week. Because God forbid they can't keep you signed in. Like, that's not a hard thing to do for an app, but they expect you to throw $20 to an app that works like a function out of an iPod 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's so unbearably bad. I can't even.
No, and Sean, I think what's going to happen next, my man, I really believe sooner than later, there will be an Illich Sports Network. And it's just going to be Wings and Tigers. And they're going to test your pain threshold.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. But they're going to test you.
I think we all knew this the second it started with all these different streaming platforms. It's like, okay, well, now we're going to spend the next 10, 15 years just watching all these people pick it up and go here, and then we're back to what? So it's just a stupid cycle.
But see, I don't think that they could do that until one of these teams actually wins something. And then they could justify it. For example, not that they are, but if the Lions came out with a streaming service.
That's different.
No, because they're winning.
You know, it's football.
Well.
Football you know is what? Like crack.
As a great man once said, both things can be true.
Fair. Football's that crack vapor off the spoon.
Right, but.
This country cannot do without football.
But you're winning. I mean, you see, the fans, they were going bankrupt traveling to different cities just to chant Jared Goff. So $20, that's no big deal to them. They're winning. So if the Wings win or the Tigers win, then that's when the Illich family will break off.
Rieger is so loud. You can hear him through 8-inch thick glass. Like, it's unbelievable. I don't know how he lives with anybody. We'll talk to that guy next. 97.1.
All right, we got Wojo and Rieger coming up next. I got a feeling they'll still be talking about this. So if you want to get in on this, I think Wojo was saying, who do you have to blame for this? Is it Bally's? Is it Comcast? Who is to blame? But, David, let's round this up before we hand it off to them.
Someone says, I'm trying to cancel my Bally subscription, but the website and the app are currently down. That's not a good sign. I have a better time listening to it on the radio anyway. The Bally's app is garbage. Eric from Berkeley.
Hold on. Kenny, is it that bad?
I got it for Wings games. There were times when the games didn't even show up. Like, there was no option to watch the Red Wings game. There was, like, a Tigers one. There was a Pistons one.
So somebody just took the day off and nobody knew how to get it going.
They didn't put it up. And it's just the functionality of it from top to bottom, it's just bad. The quality gets blurry. I'll have perfect internet, blurry. I'll go to like Peacock and watch something different. It's perfectly fine. Bally's, blurry.
Standard def.
Standard def. Worse than standard def.
All right. David, go ahead.
Someone says NBA on NBC means the return of John Tesh. Basketball. I'm all in. That is Mike in Birmingham.
It does, but it also means a lot of the games are going to be on Peacock format.
Well, not just a lot of the games from what I read. Okay,
do these clowns realize we're doing a show?
I told them.
Okay.
Whatever. It will probably be.
Didn't know if they realized we were still doing a show.
It will probably be a conference final game as well. That's everything I've read. So not just regular season, playoffs, and a conference
final. If NBC pays that the amount of money that I saw, yep, they are going to want some exclusivity. And, yeah, you're going to see some conference games, or you may even see some NBA Finals games on Peacock.
And unless your team's in it, you can keep it. There ain't nobody whose team isn't in the NBA Finals going to pay to watch an NBA Finals game.
Welcome back.
I was talking about
crosstalk.
I was listen. You get into the vortex with these.
I was about to say, don't let Rieger get you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't let him.
When are you going to cut your hair again? Because right now you look like Carlos Boozer.
He's in no man's land. What's he doing?
What is Carlos Boozer? That was the what's that called stuff?
Bajan.
Bajan. You guys put that on my head.
Well, they look better than this.
I swept Bajan for 5 days. Yeah.
I ran across like an old photo of that.
Yeah, that was bad. It was bad. I took a shower and just kept
great.
Coming. No. Here's what I did. I bought the Clippers today.
Please.
I bought the Clippers, but I just didn't have time. So tomorrow, I'm going to find the length, and we're going to keep up with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's coming up next?
We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the Tigers. Wojo believes the Tigers are not only winning the AL Central, but
everything.
They're like a second coming of the 84
team. Yeah. No, they are 18-13. No, I do not believe that.
You know, but that's we'll the best about start through May 1st since the 84 team.
Exactly.
Wins-wise.
Yeah. But we are going to get into the Bally thing as well. And who do you blame? And at what point? I do think people will grumble for a while. But if it gets settled, say within a month, there'll be no harm, no foul.
Yeah, but it might not.
See, I know.
These things have a tendency. Do you know that the Colorado Avalanche, the year they won the Stanley Cup, nobody watched?
Well, that's Colorado. That's not Detroit.
Why is my
what?
I'm listening. Uh-huh. Something you could get better at.
Oh, can I get an amen?
I'm just listening to you.
Yeah.
See?
No, we do have some things about the Tigers. And I think I might have to beat up little Rieger for this.
What?
I might have to.
Well, about what? I don't even know what you're beating me up for.
About the composition of the Tigers. Okay? Yeah. I might have to. I'm not declaring them great or anything, but 18-13 is kind of above what we may would have thought at this stage. I haven't been in for a week or so. I want to bash Rieger. Can I do that?
You can do whatever the hell you want.
Can I just... Jeffy, can I?
Can you get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
Can I get a Stoney needs to get laid, please? I like that one.
Oh.
What is this, request line?
Yeah. No, you know what? You guys, it was on, was it Tuesday line or Monday when the Tigers had the rain out? I came in for 4 hours. I didn't know I had a show, but then I got called in, and you left your board on. It was amazing.
Oh, you could use this anytime. You just got to go to the right page.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
No, don't tell Rieger to use it anytime.
I'm on it. Wojo's leaving me at 8 o'clock tonight, correct? Are you going to stick around or no?
No!
So I'm going to use the board. It's going to be 8 o'clock, 8:05. It's going to be an all request hour.
Yeah, go for it.
Any drop you want, we'll play for you.
And David's got a secondary board. So there's even more available. But those are for him. They're not for me. But I can access it.
Give me a little sampling. Give me a little love.
Is it a secret?
The deflator.
Oh.
Oh, is that Rico?
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, that's good. Where is, you know, he's got like the seventh worst OPS in baseball.
Who?
Harvey. Oh. Ever since having that, like,
between,
hot 4 days.
Between Harvey, Meadows, Torque, and whatever you're Keith, throwing out a catcher. Nah, leave him out because he ain't going nowhere.
Worst OPS in baseball.
Just take the four players. See what I mean about listening?
Yeah, he doesn't.
If you just take the four players, that's reason enough not to believe they're going anywhere. You cannot win long term with four corpses in your lineup.
Are their OPSs lower than Cody Bellinger and Matt Chapman?
Yes.
Oh God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking about OPSs in the 500s. Yes.
For the cost.
Well, Bellinger.
The cost. No. Don't play the cost game. It's a 1 year deal. That's not fair.
It's still the cost for 1 year.
Dude, even a guy like Matt Chapman, he's had a 5-game hitting streak. He's got 14 RBI. He's got four dongs. I mean, come on.
And he's got like a 602 OPS.
I believe it's up to 680.
Still gold glove defense at third and still a better player.
And has a track record.
He doesn't have any Tigers stats memorized, but he has Matt Chapman's stats.
I'll give you something. The last time this team won 90 games, they had an OPS as a team of 768.
Mm-hmm.
The current OPS is like 580.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a disgrace. So if you want me to get excited,
No, I don't.
You gotta show me some life.
664, the current OPS.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah, okay. Going into today.
I gotta go.
So you're pretty close.
Yeah, I have a different angle. Okay, I'm gonna beat up Rieger.
Okay, you do that. Rico's only obligated till 5:55.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.